that hurt us at times, and some of the protection issues in the fourth quarter when we were driving, but we were able to all work around all those things and get the win, and that's a heck of a good feeling.
You seem to have a throw out all the stops mentality with the special teams fakes. Was that adopted during the week?
I mean, that's going to be our mentality. That's always going to be our mentality. Is, you know, we're going to play aggressive, and you know, whether it's the fakes, whether it's going forward on fourth down, that's the way we're going to play.
Chuck, what did Brian show you that final drive? Obviously, the offense a bit shut out in the second half until then. Made it work.
Yeah, just all those guys in that huddle, you're looking at their eyes when we went in there, and right before that drive, you know, they believed. And, you know, again, Brian gave us a spark today and did a great job, made the plays down the stretch when you had to make the plays. And, you know, but I can't emphasize enough these guys in this locker room and how they've responded. And we talked a little bit earlier in the week about a little more, needing just a little more. And they gave it to us today.
Can you talk about the fact this came, you know, in a very emotional week for everyone with Trent Richardson being traded? There seemed to be gloom and doom, and how your team picked it up.
Yeah, they just didn't listen to any of the noise, any of the things that were out there, you know, any of the negative things or those type of things. They just continued to believe and work hard. And you know, I felt great about our week of preparation. And I can't say enough. It just says a lot about those guys, their character. They're winners in that locker room.
Speaking of noise, how noisy was it down there in the field?
At times it got very noisy, and, you know, there's a few times where we had some communication issues because of it.
What's it say about Brian to bounce back from those three picks to then lead that winning drive?
It's the resiliency that he's shown and that this team has shown, that, you know, anytime we have the opportunity to go win and compete to win, you know, we're going to play that way. We're never going to quit. This team will not quit.
Is this why you? Oh, go ahead, Tom.
Could Cundiff kick the field goal at the end?
No. Well, Lanning hit one in the hit two in the preseason, so we just would have needed to get down close on any field goal attempts in the second half.
How difficult is it, like that last drive, because you can't really only work in it before, you know, guys think about plays or not, and for a guy who's played so well as a player to do that on the road,
I just, you know, the whole group, I had no doubt in my mind about these guys. And, you know, I see them every day. You talk to them, you know how they, what they believe in. They're true professionals, and they've got the heart of lions. And I'll never doubt these guys in this locker room.
The impact of Gordon on this game, 10 catches, over 100 yards.
Yeah, he came up huge, you know, made a lot of big plays for us. And, you know, I think that opened up a lot of different things as well for other guys.
How big were those two special teams trick plays you guys pulled out? I mean, as far as the momentum in your favor, changing the game a little bit, giving yourself more opportunities on offense?
No, they were big. And, you know, and that's part of, you know, like I mentioned before, being aggressive. They're always good when they work. And there'll be times where those things don't work and we don't make them or we don't make a fourth down. But that's just how we are, and that's how we're going to play.
Chad, you surprised a bunch of folks by going with Hoyer over Campbell. The spark that he gave you, the stuff that you saw out there today, is that the stuff you knew he had in him?
That's what I was hoping for, and he showed it today.
Well, does he stay in there now?
We'll talk about that and think that through, you know, once we get back and look at the film and go through and get ready for next week.
Chad, like Jordan Cameron. Thank you. Three touchdowns continues his real good start.
He does. He just, like I said many times, he just gets better every day and, you know, understands the game and continues to grow as a player. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about Jordan.
Chad, can you kind of tell us what made you guys go with the field goal and the fake punt?
Well, you know, Chris Tabor does a great job of preparing and you know, comes up with ideas for those things. The one was a fourth and short. We were in the minus territory. Felt like we could get it on that. And, you know, again, we're going to play that way. We're going to be aggressive in any situation. And I think our guys relish that. I think that they rally to that. Certainly, when you have a defense playing the way our defense is playing, you know, that makes you feel good as a coach to be able to call those things in that situation. But I think our guys really embraced that philosophy, and they want to attack, and they want to be aggressive.
Did you think you got enough running out of your backs, or you just overcame another tough running game?
Well, you know, I think that we want to continue to improve that. I think that using the different guys, I think we were able to get some production out of them. I think we'll continue to work through that and improve that area. And if you're throwing the ball and running the ball, I think the two go hand in hand. And obviously we were able to throw the ball with more success. We protected better this week, and that'll open up things for the running game as well.
Do you feel like this is a game where you could say to the fans, hey, look at us, we are not tanking the season, we are going for the gusto and doing everything we can here?
Well, we're never going to quit. The guys in this room aren't that way. I'm not that way. We'll never quit, and that's not even in our terminology. So we'll continue to work. We have a game next week against Cincinnati, a division game that's an important game, and we'll get back and start working tomorrow, and we'll enjoy it today, but tomorrow we'll start on them.
Is that like a big weight off your shoulders?
Well,
just to get the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought of it as the first one. I really just wanted to get a win for our team and for these guys, for them more than anything. These guys have been fantastic. And so for them to get this win in the environment that we were in and in the situation of the game where it was back and forth and we fought through adversity, and that's the way they are. I can't be more proud of this group.
Last question, please, Scott.
Injury update. Did you try to come back and then couldn't do it?
He did. Just a couple guys. We have three guys. Billy Wynn had a quad tendon strain. Billy Cundiff had a quad strain. And Jabal Sheard had a knee sprain, and we'll evaluate those guys tomorrow.
Where's the game ball going?
I got it.
I'll save that. I'm not sure where I'm going to put that one. I just got to make sure my kids don't snag it and take it outside and play with it. But it's a great feeling, obviously, getting that first one.
Thank you.